So, it's me, Brendan, here again with you, and today we'll be discussing, unfortunately, the Super Bowl. In last podcast, we talked about art, so if you missed that and are interested in art, check that out. I know from art to Super Bowl, controversy is a big jump, but bear with me. So, the Super Bowl. Good Lord, the Super Bowl. Personally, I think the Super Bowl was garbage. But for the sake of being a good person, I'm going to try and understand the people who thought the Super Bowl was good. And not absolute garbage. So, I'm going to try to approach this without bias and try to see why people may have enjoyed the Super Bowl. Most of it may be from enjoying football as a sport in general, making the Super Bowl entertaining without the commercials and halftime show. Personally, I can't relate, as the only reason I even think of the Super Bowl is because of the commercials and the halftime show. And if the halftime show is butchered, it ruins the entire Super Bowl for me. Which leads me to the fact that the halftime show was butchered. And yes, it ruined the whole Super Bowl. I guess I can see where people thought the halftime show was okay. Maybe they didn't know about Steven Hillenburg or how the NFL blatantly lied to the fans and used Steven's death to gain profit through more people attending the Super Bowl or watching the C-suite victory be performed in his memory, which they didn't perform, by the way. That's where I got the NFL lying from. Even if you did know the NFL lied to us and disrespected a dead man who meant lots to millions of people and are somehow so empathetic as to not care, shame on you, man. But oh well. I just think that the NFL should have played Sweet Victory as a tribute to Steven Hillenburg like they promised, instead of using his work to open up a bad rap song. My heart goes out to Steven Hillenburg's family and the millions of fans who were so awfully disappointed by this blatant disrespect and terrible performance. That's really all I have to say about the Super Bowl situation, honestly. Thank you for listening to me rant about this, if you made it this far. Bye, Clown Pals, till next Brimpod release.